Our guest today, Natalie Merchant, is back with her first solo album of her own material in 13 years. At 17, she joined 10,000 Maniacs out of her hometown, Jamestown, New York, and became their creative center. After seven albums, she left the band in 1993 to begin her solo career. She took a hiatus to raise her daughter, and now, after a couple of projects for her own Myth America label, Natalie is back with a new album and some strong new songs that we'll hear live today from the stage of Oral Cafe Live. And we'll start with this performance of Lulu.
They said that Hollywood was never gonna be the same without you. Still you're gone. How could we forget that face and all that silver flickering grace that died with the silent age? When everybody knew they all knew your name. Born wild like a prairie flower, she was sown by the wind and blown for miles. Kansas couldn't keep the child. Hellbound for the great white way, for the tall tree, body burless stage at Wichita. Miles and miles away, everybody knew your name. Everybody knew your name. They knew your name. So you burned it at both ends. So love ends in scandal. Burned it brief, you burned it bright. And the light in your immortal eyes is the light that'll never. Christened in straight up Jim Pandora was born in coming like a heroin bride, but the honeymoon was over before you arrived, and now they all cursed your name. Everybody cursed your name. Of Gotham howled, and the princess pawned a celluloid crown in the glass castle walls, where nobody knew your name. Nobody knew your name.
Natalie Merchant live on the World Cafe today with music from the new solo album. And Natalie, by any account, it has been a while. And I'm curious what the motivation was that now was the time to do this.
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, the songs that are on this record were written over a really long period of time. Some of them as far back as 1999. I worked on Leave Your Sleep for 5 years. That was a massive project. And those were adaptations of other people's words that I put to music, different poetry. And then before that, I did a folk album. So I'd done a lot of research into American and British folk music, and we did a tour, and then I recorded that record. So I just felt like it was time to bring those songs to light that I'd been working on all those years. And in the middle of that, I had a child and sort of retreated for several years, too.
I was wondering they indeed did go back, or if you just kind of wrote for this project, because... Did a theme emerge? Do you feel like there's a theme that emerged on this record?
Not intentionally, but when I look back at the body of work, I'd say that there's a common thread that's probably change, transformation.
Yeah, there are a lot of people leaving things, coming into things on this record.
There's lots of small vignettes and portraits of different characters.
Well, what's next?
Okay, now we're going to play Texas.
Gonna get what's mine, and wild horses couldn't keep it from me. Papa says that I'm a golden child, and the whole world's gonna fall at my feet. It's all coming to me. When it's harvest time, gonna get my share, gonna get what's mine for me. Sun is a blazing down, but I don't mind. I'm picking, I'm digging, it's harvest time for me. Yes, indeed. Have is a buzzing in a hollow tree, and I don't care if I gotta kill a little honeybee. When I get my little eye on it, when I get my little mind on it, you best believe. Oh, to me. Papa came along and he shook the tree. bushel and a peck for me. Papa shooed away all the honeybees. Papa dug a well and it flowed for me. Papa caught the mother low fish for me. Papa put a skillet in the flame to fry. Papa filled this little silver spoon of mine. Papa said the Lord took a shine to me. Papa said I gotta set the whole world free. Whole world free.
Natalie Merchant live on the World Cafe today with music from the new solo album. It's wonderful to hear this with the string section today. And I know you've been doing a number of concerts with orchestras. How did that come about? And are they your arrangements or how does that work?
I've been doing exclusively these guest soloist appearances with orchestras for 3.5 years now. And it started with the Boston Symphony. They asked me to come to Boston actually 4 years ago and perform. So I started building the repertoire then. And then Leave Your Sleep happened, so I had more songs. And then a lot of the songs on the new album have symphonic instruments too. I'm enjoying the challenge of combining the two worlds.
Absolutely.
It's very complicated. Though it requires lots of, you know, focus and much more focus than just improvising and, you know, whatever goes, woo. It's not like that when,
because they're
when
all,
you have people on stage reading.
Yeah, because they're all prearranged. It's not yeah. Really, yeah. So what's next?
I think giving up everything.
Giving up everything, my hungry ghost of hopefulness. Giving up everything, not haunted by wanting this. Giving up everything, the fortune I was saving. Giving up everything, I mercy kill my craving. Giving up everything, opened up my eyes for this. Giving up everything, see the whole magnificent emptiness. Give what I want for how it is, for the stone inside, for the bitterness, for the sweetness. At the corner of the compass and the map I was reading, the hinterlands I'm leaving. I'm finally leaving behind. Giving up everything, the big to-do, hullabaloo, tug of war for some twisted truth, for the everlasting ache of it, no longer slave, not chained to it, no gate, no guide, no keeper, no guru, master, teacher. See the slow receding faces, dissolved to black, no traces.
Talk about songs about transitions. That's Giving Up Everything, one of the new ones from Natalie Merchant, with that great line, I mercy killed my craving in there. Wow, where did that song come from?
Pillow over the head.
Yeah, seriously.
Where did that come
yeah.
from?
Yeah.
Just my frustration with inability to be in the moment, inability to accept the circumstances that I was in gracefully, and to sort of learn to embrace what is instead of constantly being obsessed with what I would like there to be. Amen? Do I hear an amen?
Yeah. I thought that might connect.
Yeah. And also just not being a practitioner of any particular spiritual path. So it's kind of out there in the wilderness by yourself. How can I? So I decided to write my own mantra, I guess.
Well, I thought also that it might have something to do with being an artist moving through middle age and what has been seen as a young person's game, and not wanting what you might have, you know, transitioning in that. And part of that would even
I don't think you have to be a musician to be challenged by
yeah.
that. You know, it's just... And now that I have a child, I have to accept that she's not a baby anymore. I have to accept that she's not a toddler anymore. I have to accept, you know, so it's you constantly embracing the future and regretting the passage of time but I just had to teach, I have to teach myself every day, actually, to just take a breath and notice where I am and say, this is enough. Mm. I fight with it, though. Because I'm kind of a compulsive perfectionist, so it's like, I'm here... Everything's great except for that. Everything's great here except you. Everything's great here except, God, I wish winter would be over, or whatever. Just being able to accept where you are and what your circumstances happen to be.
It was a long sound check today. Yes. you know, you started by very young, and the changes in your work have seemed kind of seamless from the outside. Now, I was wondering... This is another one of those big questions that you probably have a little trouble answering, but if your motivations for being an artist are the same now as when you began, and how have they changed for you?
My motivation when I was 16 years old was to get out of town. And now that's the last thing I want to do, is get out of town. I mean, I just wanted to see the world, and I wanted to, you know, meet people and just get out. And now that I'm older... I'm more part of a, you know, settled community and a family. I don't have that impulse anymore, but I still have the impulse to just communicate through music.
And pretty darn successfully. All right, we're going to hear more from the new album. There's a song I absolutely love and called Lady Bird on here.
Oh, thank you.
And anything that we should know about this before we hear it?
Just that Gabe and I will be singing the backing vocals. And on the album, that's not who sang the backing vocals. Ashley Simi Stone and Johanna Warren sang the backing vocals on the record, and they couldn't be here with us today, but we'll do what we can.
They're not double tracked. Here you go.
Hey, hey, Lady Bird, ain't it just the way that love grows cold and then fades away? Now when it touches you, make no mistake, the fire's long gone out and the ash has blown away. And you don't know how to leave, and you don't know where to fly, and you don't know how you feel, but you know it's not satisfied today. So many little ones, so many mouths, you got a lot to feed and you know you don't know how. Making the best of it, somehow you make him do. Making the best of the days that you stay and you wait in this cage they made for you. Don't know how to leave, and you don't know where to fly, and you got a lot of things to lose, so you got a lot of things to hide. The sweetest wine, it's a witch's brew, pours like honey down and then burns a hole in you. Yeah, you may think you're done, but you're never through, spitting out the bitterness to get the little sweetness you do. Today. to bed and this it's heavy on the wind, coming back again.
Lady Bird from Natalie Merchant and this great band live on stage at World Cafe Live. Their new self-titled solo album was released last week. We'll be back in a moment on the World Cafe.